Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. This is your host, the one and only Derek Oliver, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to say good evening to everyone that's listening on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. For those that are on the phone line at 845-277-9094, it's the D&K Bible Break, and we're on live tonight on Blog Talk Radio, me and Miss K. You there, Miss K?
I'm here. Good evening.
And we just want to say good evening to everyone. Happy Monday. Hopefully everyone is ready for tonight's show. We got a good show tonight. I know you guys will enjoy it. I enjoy preparing for it. And we're just going to have a good time in the Word on D&K Bible Break. Also, we want to thank foremost the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of both of our lives. We want to give him all the praise and credit for waking us up in our right frame of mind, giving us activity with our limbs, and giving us opportunity to share his word one more time. Also want to send a special thanks out to my sponsors, Pizza Hut, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Finish Line, and Brentwood Publishing. We just want to send a special thank you for all of you, your support, and all that you do for Chaos. Also to my engineers, I got them in actually three parts right now, one over in London, one in North Carolina, and one out of Cleveland, Ohio. I just want to say thank them for connecting us all over from one part of the country to the other part of the country. I just want to say what's up, and to all the listeners that listens to us, I guess want to say Monday through Sunday, we have shows on. We just want to say thank you, and we appreciate you for supporting us. And again, we have a good show tonight. I'm going to open us up with prayer. Before I open up for prayer and we start the show, hey, you have anything you want to say?
Just good evening, and I pray that everybody went out and voted. So if you didn't early vote, please make it tomorrow to cast your vote, to make your voice count.
Amen. Yeah, Mitch. Okay. Make sure you go out and you vote and do all that good stuff. I'm going to have a little word about that right after prayer about the voting. But with that being said and without no further ado, we're going to open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you one more time for allowing us to share your word, Father God. Father God, we ask that me and Kay may be high behind you, that we're not seen, but your word is seen. Give the listeners the ear to hear it, Father God, and not just be hearers of it, but be doers of your word. Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So
tonight, before I get into what we're going to talk about, our theme or our lesson, if you want to call it that, the title that we're going with tonight I'm sorry, I just lost my thought. The title we're going to go with tonight is Election Time, Reflection Time. Whose side are you on? Again, let me say that again. Tonight we're going to talk about election time, reflection time. Whose side are you on? And I'm going to take a little bit of time to try to break this down, because from the title, you think we're talking about the election. So let me get this out there so I'll be politically correct. If you vote, go vote tomorrow. If you haven't voted already, go vote. Now, I didn't done my civic duty, public duty, public service, tell everyone to go vote. Now, what I will not do and what I don't do is I'm not a politician. I'm not going to sway you to vote Republican. I'm not going to sway you to vote Democrat. That's not what I do, and that's not what my platform is for. I don't get involved in politics. I've only got involved with one person that was running for sheriff. Keep, uh, help, I'm saying his name, Kebo Taylor.
Okay.
Yes. And I met him. He's a friend of my bishop's. I liked the brother, and I supported him. That's the only person I've got involved with politics. And I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm not getting involved in politics because I'm not going to tell you to vote either side. Just go vote. That's my public service. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not going to say you vote Democrat. I'm not going to tell you to vote Republican because that's your choice. You make that decision who you want to vote for. And if you don't want to vote, that's your choice too. I'm just going to tell you, go vote. If you don't vote, it ain't like I'm going to whoop you or anything. I'm going to fine you and or anyone else will. You just don't vote. Just don't have a right to complain about what goes on in this world. And tonight, our title is, I just want you guys to understand what we're going to be talking about tonight, election time, reflection time, whose side are you on? And I see a lot of pastors. Since I've been working on social media, I see a lot of mega pastors, even local pastors, pastors in my hometown getting involved in their church, telling people who to vote for, why to vote for this person, why to vote for that person. And that's if you want to use their platform for that, then you go right on ahead. But it's in an opinion of Derek Oliver, and it's just my opinion, that pastors and bishops need to do what pastors and bishops do. That's preach and teach the word of God. Not be out here playing politician, not sucking up to the politician, seeing what they can get in a backdoor meeting because there's something in the, believe you me, if these pastors is talking to these politicians, believe you me, there's some backdoor promises going on. Don't think for 1 minute it's not going on. Don't think that some politician hasn't contacted me about coming on my show. I don't deal like that. And the reason I want to do this show today is because I'm not a politician. I'm a servant for Jesus Christ. Election time tonight, what we're going to be talking about is who you voting for. You going to vote for Jesus or you going to vote for the world? Because in my opinion, and again, in my opinion, a lot of people are not using their platform that the Lord gave them the platform to use to talk about Jesus Christ. They're using it to say, if you don't vote for this person, it's going to be bad. If you don't vote for that person, it's going to be bad. And I'm going to tell you, both sides are telling you a lie from the pits of hell if you're a Christian, because if you're a Christian, the Bible says we're in the world, we're not of the world. And can't no one tell me that during the last 7 months since January or since the pandemic hit, I'm only speaking for myself. Me and my family, if you haven't seen me lately, I've gained weight. We've done so much within the pandemic that we're blessed. It's not because of Trump. It's not because of Biden. It's because the Lord has been blessing us. But if you want to go ahead and vote for the world and say it's okay and down other people, because if you're a Democrat, you're down in the Republicans. If you're Republicans, you're down in the Democrats. It doesn't work. And as child of God, regardless whether you're Republican or Democrat, it really doesn't matter. If you're a child of God, whoever gets in office, we as children of God have favor. He's going to see that we make it. I'm a witness to it in my own life every single day. Whoever the president is not going to affect one way how I live my life. Because at the end of the day, when a decision comes to be made, if it's in God's will, it will be done. And if it's not, I'm cool with that too. It wasn't meant for me to be. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Then we have to reflect on what the Lord has done for you. And now, all of a sudden, I see so many politically correct Christians that talk politically correct about sin. It's okay that they can do all this sin. But yet and still, we want to condone or sugarcoat sin. Reflection now. You got to reflect on your own life. If it was a sin yesterday, it's a sin today. If it was a sin back in the 40s and the 50s, it was a sin today. Let's not sugarcoat anything. If it was a sin in the day of Noah, it's a sin today. Stop sugarcoating it. Stop trying to take Jesus out of everything and just either accept Jesus and run with Jesus or go ahead and accept the Lord, the world ways and run with the world. I'm going to slow myself down. I'm going to let my precious wife take over. Go ahead.
If I can, I want to read a scripture. I want to take it to the Word, and I have a few things that I want to elaborate on. So I'm going to be coming from Psalms 121. So this has been my study this week, and I pray that the Lord says what He wants to say. Now, I'm going to say some things. You may read this passage, and you may get a different message from it, but I'm just going to let you know what I got from it. And it goes with what my husband was just saying. So Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So, when I was reading that, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, what it tells me in there, at the end of the day, no matter what, the Lord is watching over us. So if I can go to a different avenue with this, it's in regards to danger. So every day we are exposed to some form of danger, whether we recognize it or don't recognize it. There's danger everywhere. And in this psalm, David directs and encourages us to compose ourselves, to have dignified calmness, and to rest our confidence in God. So in other words, God is able to keep you in any and every situation if you trust Him, if you allow Him to let His will be done. He'll ask for His guidance. So everybody is like in an uproar right now. For the last, couple of months, we've been, not even a couple of months, I think it's been longer than that, but it just seems like it's gotten worse when we get down to the final nitty-gritty of the situation in regards to this election. We have saints against saints. I see a lot of people posting stuff and a lot of people going into conversations about what this person is doing and what that person is doing, and we're consumed with what this one says or with that one says or what this one didn't do or what that one didn't do. At the end of the day, when we get consumed with a situation like that, our eyes are off the Lord. So in this psalm, it tells us that our help doesn't come from who does or doesn't do, or who does or doesn't win, does or doesn't win the election. Our hope is not in that. Our help is not in that. It doesn't matter who wins. At the end of the day, I believe tomorrow, it may not be, well, I'm going to say tomorrow, whenever they finish out the voting, there's going to be a problem whether one person wins or another person wins. There's just going to be an issue. So the goal is we need to be making sure that we pray and that we make our election sure. Make sure your election is sure. Make sure your calling and your election is sure. I believe that's in Second Peter one and ten. So if you get a chance to read that, Second Peter 1:10, it tells you to make your calling and your election sure. So we shouldn't be caught up in all of this that's going on in the world. We need to look beyond the ploy of the enemy. So this is nothing but a situation where our eyes are focused on everything that's going on in the world. We're not praying. We're not fasting. We're not studying. We're not seeking the Lord in reference to what's going on in this world, because we are in this world. We're not of this world, but we are in this world. So we do need to seek the Lord in all things, because He is the creator of heaven and earth. So, and God is our protector. He protects us of dangers seen and unseen. Like I said before, he watches over us. And in this passage, it tells you he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He's not like the people that's in authority right now. He doesn't look at us like a number or a dollar sign. He doesn't see us as used goods or throwaways. He doesn't look at us as just the, you know how they, everybody got their little skill that they're doing nowadays, and they're bad-mouthing their opponents, and they're saying stuff to get us on their side or to get this group of people. To me, it's just disgusting, and it's a ploy of the enemy just to keep our eyes off of what the Lord is doing. So, anyway, go ahead.
You said enough, and you got the scriptures enough for me just to go for a minute. What it is, and we're not careful, and we as Christian people, I'm only talking with the people in the church. I ain't talking with people who running with the world, but people who are supposed to be of Christ's mind. Every platform we get, we ought to be preaching and teaching Jesus, preaching and teaching Jesus, preaching and teaching Jesus. I was called by the Lord a long time ago to preach Jesus, not be up in politics. I'm not saying that it's not part of our life. I'm not saying for us not to go vote. Go do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, let's not be fooled by this. Our mailbox is bombarded with mail of foolishness. Now, if you want to vote Republican, vote Republican. There was a day that when you voted, people didn't ask you who you vote for. Now you have to come out and make a stand with who you're voting for. People don't know who I vote for. People think because I'm Republican, I would vote Republican. And I just want to break something down just for some people I need to break it down for. I'm a Republican just because I just wanted to be a Republican. I grew up in the suburbs. I didn't know no different. Now, my father was from the ghetto. He was straight Democrat. But at the same time, I've learned through my stepmother, if I was going to be Republican, because they don't believe in abortion, they believe more of what Christians believe in. That's the only reason I claim Republican. It had nothing to do with the party, this, that, or the other, but that's the reason I've always voted Republican. But when I go vote, I don't vote with my party. I vote with what the Lord tells me who to write down to vote for. But that's my personal opinion. But I'm not going to use my platform that the Lord blessed me with to be all over the country talking about an election when at the end of the day, when it comes to how me and my family we live, we don't look for the Republican president or the Democrat president. We look unto King Jesus. He supplies all our needs. He wakes us up in the morning. He says if we're going to be what kind of day we're going to have. We put our trust in him. So when we go to church, we put our trust in the Lord, even in the church. I don't want to hear no preachers or I don't want to hear who you think is going to be better for us, because it's really not your position to think who's going to be better for us. It's your potential to tell you what the Lord is telling you to do as far as what's going on in our neighborhood. And if you was being effective in the neighborhoods, okay, being effective in the neighborhood, it wouldn't matter who the president would be, because you would be showing a change and something different coming out of your congregation. Now, I'm just saying that for all these preachers that out here want to be something that they're not. You're not politicians. You weren't called to be a politician. You was called to teach the word of God. At least that's what you told me you was called to do. But it seemed like you're doing a lot of politician going around in the neighborhood wanting to be with this politician, that politician. I don't care if you're a preacher, a mega preacher, or a local preacher. If he ain't preaching, and I'm saying this is my opinion. I'm saying this on my show. If he's not preaching the bloodstained Jesus Christ, and he got to say something about some political stuff, or have some political people come in his church to talk to people? No, you need to question why are we doing this? If the church would do what the church was called to do, we wouldn't need them politicians. We wouldn't need to be buddies with them, because if we were doing what we're supposed to be doing, being in the community, being servants of Christ, doing what Christ did, we wouldn't have time to be worried about what's going on in Washington. Washington would just tell us to do one thing: pray. And if we and that's one thing the church can do is pray. And if we're not praying for our leaders, I don't care who they are. If we're not praying, then we're out of line with God. I don't care if you like the leader, you don't like the leader. At the end of the day, it tells us to pray for our leaders. That's what we need to do. That they make the right decisions. And if you don't think the president making the right decisions, then okay, that's fine. You're allowed to have that opinion like I'm allowed to have my opinion. But at the end of the day, I'm going to elect Christ, Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior. If a situation comes down, his policy tells me to pray. And if it don't get through praying, then fast and pray. Then go get some other brothers and come help me pray. That's what we supposed, period. We wouldn't have a racial problem at the police department if we got together and prayed. But they don't want to hear that. Then y'all want to get political and want to attack me by telling me what I believe. I'm just saying, when the communities get together and pray, when the leaders get, and that's when you cut them backdoor meetings out and you just pray with other churches and you just pray. And you, it don't matter who leads the prayer, but we all in one accord because the Bible says where one or two gather in his name, he's in the mix of it. That's what we need. You don't see that. Now, if I'm seeing it and I'm missing it, then someone please correct me, email me, let me know, because I would be a part of that type of prayer. But to be a part of a prayer that's going to pick a side, no. I'm on the Lord's side, period. And you can't be a Democrat and Republican and be on the Lord's side promoting people. And we're not promoting Jesus. I'm only going to promote Jesus. And if you're not promoting Jesus, if your church ain't promoting Jesus, if you got a bunch of signs in your yard promoting this, that, and the other, because you can find something wrong with any party, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or independent. You can find something wrong with it. Ain't no perfect party, just like ain't no perfect church. But I do know a little bit of common sense about spirituality. I'm not going to put no other man above the Lord Jesus Christ. And on our platform, we preach Jesus. And then we need to get back to preaching Jesus. It's either Jesus or nothing. You can't be Jesus and doing Buddha, being Jesus and being Muslim and being Jesus. It's Jesus or nothing. It can't be nothing else. And that's my call. That's what I want to do. And then it is election. If you want to accept Jesus, now let's have a reflection. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He gave you your right frame of mind. I don't care how bad it may be financially, you're still able to make it another day. You still got food in your belly. It's not as bad as people say that it is because we're eating every day. I understand it has hit some people, but maybe it hit you hard because the Lord is trying to get your attention to focus on him and not everybody else. We want to put every man to make every man Superman. But there's only one man that did what Jesus Christ did. There's only one man that went to Calvary's cross. There's only one man that died. There's only one man that resurrected. There's only one. And his name is Jesus. You go to Buddha's grave, you're going to find some bones. You go to Muhammad's grave, you're going to find some bones. You go to whoever to start, you're going to find some bones. You go to Jesus' tomb, you ain't going to be find nothing because he's not there because he sits up high and he looks low, and he sent us the Holy Ghost to be the intercede between us and him. So what I'm trying to say is this: it's best that you elect Jesus on tomorrow, but yet you need to elect him right now. And once you elect him, reflect on how he's blessed you just by waking you up this morning and just by giving you a mind to hear his voice. He is the reason. So then I want to ask a question. Whose side are you on now? Go ahead and mess around with them phony politicians if you want to. Go ahead and mess around with them. I don't care who your preacher is. If you're running with these politicians, believe you me, there is something backdoor going on that y'all don't know nothing about. Now, I'm just going to tell you because I've been in church for a long time. My father was a pastor. I know what goes on behind them closed doors with them politicians. They ain't coming to your church for free. And the pastor ain't putting them up there unless he getting something in his pocket. Trust you me. That's how that works. And I'm gonna leave it alone because I can keep on going and going with these politics. When the hurricane hit New Orleans back in the day, they gave them pastors all that money to distribute it. Now you look at the pastors that got the money when Hurricane Katrina hit. Look how much money Bush gave those pastors to distribute it to who they want to distribute. See who they voting for right now. See who they supporting right now. you just all you got to do is see, and it's mighty funny. And I didn't vote for the man, but I'm going to say this. Before Donald Trump was president, he was hanging out with Oprah. He was hanging out with sports star. He wasn't prejudiced then. He wasn't prejudiced when he was throwing his money behind certain people that was black, but now he's prejudiced. He's just not presidential. He's a white, rich businessman, and he's running the country like a white, rich businessman. I said it. And now, do you think he's prejudiced? And that's your opinion, because he says racial things and does things to women. Okay. Some Democrats did the exact same thing, just different nature. We just want to cover up sin and say it's okay. And I'm going to take it to another place, Cake. I'm going to be done in a minute. We ain't going to be long all night. some of these preachers got these sissies running their churches and everything, and these people doing stuff they ain't got no business doing, and yet we want to call that, oh, we're not going to do that because it's not politically correct. And who are you to say this and to say that? I'm nobody to say that. I don't have no church. If you want sissies running up in your church, that's up to you. But at the end of the day, all you're doing is living a lie, because you know better than that. And I'm not going to get all into that story, but those preachers who got them sissies running their churches know better. Know better. That's why it's hard to develop strong black men, because these sissies running around here. People getting married, next thing you know, their husband find out that he go both ways. Yeah, I'm talking about it. And it started with stuff like this during election time and in Christmas time. Everybody want to be in front of a program and lead this and do this and do that, but they're not real men. That's why the church is so weak, and everyone is scared of real men. Because when you see a real man, they're going to correct that sissiness. Don't know real men want to be around a bunch of sissies. I don't care what you say. It ain't got nothing to be spiritual. Don't know real men want to be around no sissies. And there's a lot of sissies running the church. I call it, yes, sissies. That's why it's hard for musicians to come play with me when I go preach. I don't want no sissies playing with me. I don't want none of that stuff, none of that garbage on me. And people say, well, how do you know? Well, the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. You know when you're dealing with a sissy.
At the end of the day, the Lord doesn't want any of us to be lost, and it just seems like we got a lot of distractions going on to take us off our task of what He wants us to do. They've really shown since this quarantine, and also since this election process. People have really, it just seems that they really strayed away from the Lord. I see a lot of things amongst people that I consider to be prominent people in the church, and it's like, why are you talking about this? Why are you having a conversation about this, especially on social media? Like, this stuff stays on there. It does not disappear. And so if you want to act crazy during this time, then I believe you need to be asking the Lord for forgiveness and repent and cut it out, because when the election is over, I'm sure people then lost friends, the houses have been divided, spouses against each other. It just, all of this is just a ploy of the enemy to keep us from seeking the Lord and to keep us lost. If I can read Matthew 18:12-14, because the Lord doesn't want any of us to be lost. Verse 12, it says, this is the parable of the lost sheep. So if I give you background on it, it's the parable of the lost sheep. You get a moment. It starts at verse 10. It goes 10 through 14. I'm going to start at 12. It says, what do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep, and the one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 of the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. The Lord doesn't want any of his children to be lost, not one. So we have got to get it together. if I can go back to the Psalms 121, just to sum, like verses 5 through 6, it says he is not only our protector, he not only protects us, but he refreshes us. If you go back and read that, it talks about the Lord being giving us shade. So when I was living in Texas, you know, some days it would be so hot, and pretty much you couldn't go outside until the sun went down. And if you had to be out, you did everything that you could to find some shade. It was like drinking some cold iced tea or a glass of lemonade. And with that, if you can only imagine on a hot, like we're here in Georgia, it gets hot here as well. On one of those hot days, you just want something to quench your thirst. And when you get something to quench your thirst, that's refreshing. And the Lord is, he wants to be that for us. If you allow him to refresh you, he will. So let's come out from under all of this stuff that we've been doing for the last 7-8 months. If you've been doing stuff that you know is not pleasing to God, if you've fallen off in any kind of way, let's just get it together, because he will refresh you. He will be that shade for you to cover you in those hot days. He'll be the protection that you need to cover you in the cold nights. So I don't know about y'all, but I woke up this morning and it was freezing cold in my house. So the Lord will keep you, as you can see in verses 5 and 6, he'll keep you in the day and he'll keep you in the night. So when I was looking at the day and the night, what I thought about the day, in the daytime you have, especially in the summertime, you have heat, you have the sun beaming on you. So what I took that was, you know, in our life we have sunny days. We have days where everything is going right. Everything is gravy. That we don't have no complaints. We have good health. To me, those are your days that the Lord is keeping you during. If I can use that, if you can go with me with what I'm trying to say, when everything is all good, guess what? God is keeping you. He is keeping you no matter what. You think you're on top of the world. You're living your life like it's golden. You're doing all of this, not realizing that, just like any other time, our lives are in danger. We are in danger every day. So even when things are going well for you, the Lord is still keeping you. He's protecting you. And he doesn't let the sun, your day, he doesn't let the sun harm you. He doesn't let any of that harm you during the day. He's keeping us from harming ourselves, because, you know, we get big-headed and we think we got it going on. And we could be doing damage to ourselves because we're getting puffed up. With the Lord is still protecting us. This tells us that he protects us day and night, if I can use that as an example. And then also as far as the night go, as I was saying, this says that, I lost my scripture. But it pretty much says that the Lord protects you in the night as well. So the moon is out at night. And the nights are cold. There's evil. People's hearts are cold. They like to say the freaks come out at night. I mean, stuff happens at night that you don't see during the day. Your sin comes out, evil things, your selfish pride, your greed, all of that comes out at night in the darkness. Those are the things that you try to hide and keep secret. The Lord is protecting you at that time as well, even though you don't know it. He's saying in this, in 5 and 6, he's letting us know he's protecting us during that time as well. So we need to be grateful and thankful, because when we accepted the Lord into our heart and accepted him as our Savior, we were making our election sure at that time. So you were making your election sure when you chose to be a child of God. When you accepted the calling, you've made your election sure. So when you made your election sure, no matter the day or the night, God is there to protect you. And if I can, I'm going to finish the verses 7 and 8. It tells us that he will keep us from all harm. He will keep us in all our ways. He will watch over our coming and our going. Because it's his grace and mercy that follows us. We don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. And if you are a believer, he will keep you in life and death. So that last verse says, both now in life, now is life, and forever, forever is in death. So whether you're laboring by day or resting eternally, whether you're laboring by day, which means on this earth, or you're resting eternally, the Lord will continue to care for you. So he cares for you now, and he will care for you forevermore. That's what that Psalms 121, 1 through 8 says. So if you can just keep in mind, even though you think you're doing what you need to do, we can do better. We can let the Lord lead us and do better. And cut out all the foolishness. I mean, if you got people over the people and you're the head of the church and you know whoever you got over your people ain't right, come on, let's just cut it out. Back in the day, they would sit somebody down in a heartbeat. So let's get back to some of the things that we used to do. You can do stuff in the right way, decently and in order, but it's a lot of stuff, and we don't want nobody to be lost. So even the person that's in a position when, you know, they're not living a lifestyle that's pleasing to the Lord, you got to come to them and you got to speak what the Lord tells you to tell them, but not in a harsh manner. You don't have to be rude and ignorant about it, but God doesn't want any of us to be lost. So we definitely got to change our ways and make our election sure. Reflect on what you're doing in your life. Take a look. Make sure everything is lining up with what the words say. So make your title election time, reflection time. Again, make your calling in election sure in the Lord, and then reflect on the things that you may need to change. If you need help, reach out to somebody. But we need to make sure that we're lining up and doing what the Lord is calling us to do, because time is running out, and you can just look outside, you can turn on the TV, look at the news, it's in your face. If you don't believe me, it's in your face. You can see everything unfolding right before your eyes, all this evilness and everything that is thrown in our face, even on TV commercials. It's like, Lord, we are so far from where we need to be. So just that's all I want to say.
No, you said it all. You about wrapped everything up that I was going to say. You said it so nice and so pleasant. You know I can't be that nice and that pleasant. But I got to do something I normally don't do. I got to do is being told to me I got to do my commercial break. I got a new commercial out. It's about what's going on throughout the week. So check out the commercial, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
I'm Derek Oliver, the CEO of Chaos Talk Radio. It is my privilege and honor to present Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zachary at Praise Tabernacle Church out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., you can hear their Bible study right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thursday night at 7 p.m., you can hear their Thursday night praise and worship service led by Bishop Omar and First Lady Pamela Zachary. And also on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., their praise and worship service right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Also, you can listen to all the services by phone at 845-277-9094. You can also watch them on Facebook Live by going to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 11 a.m.
Hey, we're back. This is D&K Bible Break live on Blog Talk Radio. You just heard the commercial of Praise Tabernacle Church, the Bishop Omar, First Lady Pamela Zachary, and Family Ministries. On Tuesday night will be the Bible study, and you can reach Bible study right here, same time, same phone number, www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. If you want to go on the internet, if you want to listen on your phone while you're driving in your car, Just dial this number, 845-277-9094, and listen. And again, if you want to watch them on Facebook Live on Thursday nights at 7 or Sunday morning for Sunday morning services as well, just go to Praise Tabernacle, Lawrenceville. That's their page. It'll come up live for you. That simple, that easy. All over the country. If you're in California, you just go to that website, Praise Tabernacle, Lawrenceville, and it will pop right up. You will see Bishop and First Lady. You will see them. Also, coming up next week, I just got word today, we're going to have a new Praise Tabernacle YouTube account, and you'll be able to watch these services live right from that YouTube page. It will be better for us overseas, for the people over there to listen to our broadcast as well. If you want to go to that Facebook Live, if there's not a good feed there, you can just go to their YouTube, which will be out probably within the next week or so. And, yeah, so be listening in, and you'll be hearing when they're going back into the church and all of that. I'm going to leave that for the bishop to do. He'll give all that information out tomorrow, Tuesday night or Thursday. He'll let everyone know when all that's going to be. I think I know, but I'd rather have him say it so I don't have no conflict or I'm saying the wrong date. But all that will be coming up soon. And for those that's not here in Lawrenceville, always go to Facebook, or pretty soon you'll be able to go to YouTube, either or, whatever one you like best, and you can be able to watch service live that way starting next week, I believe, next week. So with that being said, continue to support Chaos. And one thing that I like, and you don't have to take my word for it, you can go back. We have all the shows that we've done and all the ones that's on Facebook that's been saved that you can go back. We're not promoting politics. When you deal with the bishop, he ain't telling me to say this, but I don't even have to have a conversation, but he's preaching strictly the word of God during this whole pandemic. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. Not his opinion, what he think is going on. It's strictly the word of God. And when your preachers is preaching specifically the word of God, that's telling me that all this other stuff that's going around does not affect us the way it affects everybody else because of who we're serving and who we believe in. Now, whether the church doors ever open up again, I can tell you he believes that he's going to be all right because the Lord is taking care of him. And he's going to continue to preach, whether he's behind a pulpit in a church or around a pulpit in his garage. He's still going to bring the word of God out because it's not about this pandemic. It's about preaching Jesus because that's what we were called to do. And as being up under him, because he is, I am up under him, I have to preach the same way, preach Jesus. I'm not preaching for any politics, and I'm not preaching for position in a church. I'm preaching what I was called to preach. That's Jesus. And as my wife was explaining to you, you know, if you're serving Jesus, the platform you ought to be speaking is about Jesus. I'm not telling you not to go vote. I'm just telling you, before you put a man before the man, remind you who woke you up this morning. Biden didn't wake you up. Trump didn't wake you up. So why would I support them two knuckleheads when they ain't done nothing for me? Jesus is the one that's doing stuff for me. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't vote and we shouldn't take it seriously, because we should. But that's the most politics you're going to get me to say right now about anything. I did vote, just in case you wanted to know and be nosy. I did vote. Me and my wife went down there last Tuesday. We stood in line for about 5 minutes. Took us longer to vote than it actually took us to get there. It didn't take us long at all. And everyone is expecting this great stuff to happen tomorrow and be crazy. Now, we live in a crazy world, stuff liable to be crazy. But if you're living the way the Lord tells you to live, take yourself, be home somewhere and pray. That's what I'm going to be doing. And I will watch the election like most people because I'm nosy. I want to see who wins, and I want to see these preachers' faces when a candidate don't win. What you going to tell your people then? Because if you're living with Jesus, you're a winner regardless who, don't matter who win. I'm still going to be a winner tomorrow night. I'm going to wake up Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, a winner. It don't matter who the president of the United States is.
And that's the point we're trying to get across the area. It's not about men. It's about one man who died on a hill for my sins and your sins. And we're going to use this platform to continue to preach and teach that. And I'm going to say this as a testimony. The reason where we're broadcasting over in London right now is because we're following what Jesus is telling us to do. You don't see no Trump signs or no Trump commercials. You don't see no Biden signs or no Biden commercials because everyone is affiliated with Chaos Talk is preaching and teaching nothing but Jesus. And if you want to get your life right and you want to get on the right track, all you got to do is just follow what's being preached, and that's Jesus. Go ahead. Well, I got people calling me now, wife. Go ahead. They know I'm on the air. Go ahead.
Well, amen. At the end of the day, God loves you. He wants the best for you. So not only do he want the best for you now, he wants the best for you in the end. So, you know, do what you need to do and just move forward. Keep pushing, keep pressing, and let the Lord lead you and guide you. And that's it. I don't have much. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well,
everybody,
that's good.
Tomorrow, no, try not to be out too much tomorrow because we don't know how, you know, people act crazy, whether one person win or another person win. I don't think that anybody's going to take it. Either side is going to take it well. So just keep your family safe and just pray. That's it. That, like I said, the Lord He protects us from danger, seen and unseen. So don't go out there looking for no danger or being caught up in no drama. So that's it.
Amen. Amen. But that's basically all we wanted to talk to y'all tonight about. I know y'all wanted to be more political and talk about, are we voting for Trump or are we voting for Biden? Just know we voted, and we're going to keep our votes private. But if you really want to know who we voted for Jesus Christ. And with that being said, if you don't know Jesus Christ and you want to know him, then all you got to do is just go to your Bible and read Romans 10:9 and believe in your heart and accept him for being Jesus and for dying on the cross and getting up on the third day. If you believe that, then you're saved. And that's all you got to do is just believe that. What he did on Calvary's cross. You acknowledge it, you believe it, then you are a new creature in Christ. You become part of the big family, and all the angels will be rejoicing. And I used to wonder how in the world they're going to rejoice because you just made the ultimate vote. You just casted your victory. You didn't went from going to hell to going to heaven. And that's something to shout about. That's something to be on fire about. And that's what I don't understand, because just me sitting here thinking about it, Kay, it makes me want to preach about salvation. How can I preach about a ballot or a politician when they haven't done nothing for me but lied and corrupt and got my mailbox full of junk that we got to throw away this paper every day and waste it every day? And it makes no sense to me. But it's just important that the world knows, it's important that everyone knows that when someone comes on Chaos Talk, Blog Talk Radio, we're representing Jesus Christ all the way around the board. You're going to hear more talk about Jesus Christ during Bible study tomorrow. You're going to hear more talk about Jesus Christ on Thursday night. You're going to hear more about Jesus Christ on Sunday morning. It's going to be Jesus, 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 Jesus. This ain't something that's been planned or been rehearsed or something we have great meetings about. These are men and women of God who turned their lives over to Jesus, and they accepted the call to preach and teach nothing but Jesus. We ain't preaching philosophy. We're not preaching doctrine. We're not preaching you should be this, you should be that. We're preaching nothing but accept him. And then once you accept him, allow the Lord to lead you and guide you where you want to go. If you don't have nowhere to go and you're in the Lawrenceville area, I tell you, give Bishop Omar a call. He'd love to talk to you. He'd love to laugh with you. And if you need him to cry, he'll cry with you. He got a nice elder board and deacon board and evangelists and people that will walk with you and talk with you and whatever the situation is. We ain't saying we got all the answers, but we can know a person that has all the answers, and that's Jesus. If we can't answer the question for you, Jesus will be able to answer it. And I can tell you that for sure. I'm blessed to be a part of a great ministry that's going to new heights and new levels because we're following Jesus. Jesus does the increasing, and he does the increasing. We ain't begging for no money. We ain't begging you to do this, begging you to do that. We don't have no $100 line. We ain't got no $1,000 line. If you want to give, we accept it. If you want to give it grudgingly, we accept it. But the problem with the thing that I'm trying to say is find someone that's following Jesus and not following man. And I'm going to say that again, following Jesus and not following a man. And these preachers that got these people in their pulpit trying to convince you this, that, and the other, and because the pastor say is true. And I understand we need to take action in our community, but this isn't the platform to do it. Now, we can go down to City Hall and we want to talk to them down there. Well, we can do that down in City Hall time. But when the pulpit and the church is open and we got the mic, if we ain't hollering something about Jesus, something's wrong. So, yes, you want me to say they got these crooked preachers running around with these crooked politicians? I say it. Because what are they going to do, put me out to church? What are they going to do, take my minister license? What are they going to do? They ain't going to do nothing but say, Don't listen to that crazy man show. We got 50,000 listeners a month. Someone, you turn it off. You turn it off. But we preach Jesus. And there's something about that name, Jesus. You say it 3-4 times. I tell you, I get happy. Jesus. And I tell you what he done for me. And how he protected me and saw me in daytime and in nighttime. Whether I was doing good or whether I was doing bad. He's picked me up. He's cleaned me up. Almost 40 years I've been running with Jesus. And I'm not turning my back no time. And I'm not putting no man before him. So if you want to know who I'm going to cast my vote for, Jesus. And if you get to the polls and you vote and you don't know who to vote for president, just put Jesus' name down there. You'll be all right. Just put his
don't
name.
Don't do
down.
That.
Say, I want to write his name in.
They're going to think you're putting Jesus down
there. Just put Jesus down there. They know how to spell Jesus. They know what you're talking about. Put Jesus down there. Write his name in ballot and see what happens. I guarantee you have a great year. Put Jesus' name down there. They got a spot in there that says who you want to invite. You can write your candidate in. And I'm suggesting if you don't know who to vote for, if you don't want Biden, if you don't want Trump, put Jesus. And then walk away with your head held high. And I guarantee you, you'll be all right if you start running for the Lord. You ain't got to vote for neither one of them. You ain't got to vote for them. Write Jesus. See, a lot of people wouldn't do that. I mean, we're done. We're getting ready to get out of here. I'm not going to talk crazy to y'all. But I'm just being very serious. When they pull my ballot up and they see what?
I said you're talking crazy to them right now.
No, I'm not. Why? Didn't it say that on your ballot? Write in somewhere
it
and it's not on there. You could write it in. Didn't it say that?
It did, but
okay.
At the end of the day, you're gonna be making. They're gonna decide who to cast your vote towards.
We in this world, but we're not of this world. We went down there to vote. We voted. I voted for who I thought should be the president of the United States. And they did have an option. If you want to write a candidate in, you can write. I didn't tell you that part. You can write a candidate in. And you know my mind wondered that question for a long time. Who am I? I'm going to write somebody in. I started to put Derek down there, but Derek ain't died for nobody. But if I put Jesus down there, I guarantee you Jesus is going to have a special place in his heart for me for putting his name down there.
Even if you don't put his name down there and you do pick a side, pray about it. Because at the end of the day, it's in the Lord's hand. The outcome is going to be the outcome. None of this is taking the Lord by surprise. So whoever's going to be in the office, the Lord is yet in control. At the end of the day.
And I'm going to argue that point just one more time. because the Bible says there's no name above his name. And if you put his name down there, I'm just saying, I'm going to operate in my
You want somebody not to pass their test. You got a list. I'm just speaking generally. You're giving people the wrong answers to the test. So,
you can never go wrong putting Jesus' name somewhere. Tell me where you can go wrong putting Jesus' name.
Now you know. Okay, don't tell the people be putting Jesus' name. You go pick a side, pray about it. Let the Lord lead you who you need to vote for. Do your research, study these people who is running. And let the Lord lead you. At the end of the day, whether Trump win, whether Biden win, God is still in control. And at the end of the day,
right.
It really doesn't matter which one of them wins. But you don't tell them to put Jesus on the ballot.
You heard her, Lord. I ain't say that. She said it. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just telling you. If you're feeling brave and you're feeling like the Lord is with you, and you walk in there, And that comes up, and when I ask the lady what that means, write something in there. I can write anybody's name in there.
They're gonna say Jesus. They're not gonna look at it as Jesus. Not all of them. So let's not do that, people.
I'm just saying. If you hear on the news where people put in Jesus' name, you know where it started from.
Right here in
Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Help your child, Lord. Help your child.
I'm just saying, you tell them not put Jesus' name down there. If you're taking a test, and I'm just giving you something for you, young people
that
have asked
you. You know you're gonna. Your teacher gonna be like, redo this. I respect that you believe in the Lord. Redo this and do it the right way.
What kind of teacher they got? They got me out of a lot of stuff, I tell you that.
Oh my gosh.
It got me out of a lot of stuff. I ain't gonna argue with you right now. I know you don't feel well. We almost at that time. Hopefully y'all enjoyed something. You got something out of this. But election, make Jesus your candidate. Reflect on how he's blessed you, how he woke you up. And then you decide if you want to run with him. Romans 10:9. You know how to get in contact with us here at Chaos. I see the listeners out there. I see the number out there. You know how to leave us a message. But again, for those that's local or you ain't got a church home, I don't care if you're in California, I don't care if you're in Illinois, I don't care if you're in Indiana, I don't care if you're in St. Louis, if you need some help, I'm offering my hand and on behalf of Bishop Omar, his hand, his congregation, his elder team, his deacon. If you need some help, we here to help you. You guys got the information. We'll be back tomorrow night. You'll hear it again tomorrow night. You're going to get so tired of hearing about, you're going to want to come see what we're about. So come check us out. And for those that's checking us out over the pond, and I just got messages from over there, they didn't shut London down again because of this coronavirus. They didn't shut it down. That's just what I'm being told. It's shut down. It's really getting bad there again. And the U.S., according to the experts, is about to have another bad bad plague of it coming around because the weather is changing. So just be careful. Be reminded that the Lord still saves. He still heals. And he still helps. He still does that. He still sits on the throne. I know people don't want to talk about Jesus the way I want to talk about Jesus. I know people won't try to keep me from writing the name on the ballot, but his name is above all other names. And he can't heal you. You say
his
Jesus
name
enough
is above
around
all.
You got that right. So just remember
Brother,
that.
Who's not in office? His name is
exactly.
above all names. Amen.
Clean it up. Right. Clean it up. But with that being said, we're done tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed the message. Again, meet us back here tomorrow. You will hear Bishop Omar Zachary he will come on and he will get his Bible study started, Praise Tabernacle, his team of elders and evangelists, and they some great teachers, and they can break the word down like no one else can, and you'll be blessed. And I'm telling you, for some of y'all that's still doing that 30-day challenge that's been emailing me, you really, really getting something out of it. I appreciate it. And they're going to be on fire again tomorrow night. So you'll hear from them tomorrow, same time, same station. And again on Thursday, but Thursday night you get to see the bishop in action preaching the word of God. His wife really preached yesterday. And I do have a testimony, wife. I do have a testimony.
Man.
Because and I'm gone. I'm going to do my testif- and then I'm out. And I'm going to testify because people who followed me knowing that before I started going to that church, knowing the state I was in, my chaos wasn't even doing anything. We would do a show maybe once a month about nonsense, and it wasn't doing anything. And my wife told me that she looked good, told me, why don't I look online to find a church? I didn't want to do it. I was being stubborn. She did it for me. And she was at a church. And she knew I didn't like the church she was going to, but that's another story for another day. And she found this church for me. It was a one-hit wonder for me. So we went there, and I didn't want to go. I was just going because my wife did the research. And I believe she even called before we went. I didn't know who the bishop was. I didn't know nothing. And the person that was leading the service, I thought was the pastor. And he sounded pretty good. And the first person I heard preach, it was Evangelist Stanton. You'll hear her tomorrow during Bible study. She's one of the ones on the Bible. She did a 5-minute sermonette that I was impressed with. I didn't hear the bishop until after the service was over with when he introduced himself. Service was already over with. I just saw him on the organ. I didn't know he was the pastor. I didn't know them kids was his. Didn't know. But anyway, make a long story short, I seen him and his family. I said, I want my family. That's what I want for me and my wife. And this is way back in January. And if you know me and my wife, we talk about, you know, our situation at home a lot, what we got going on when we got, you know, grown folks living with us and all this stuff.
Hey,
and now that we started doing this D&K Bible break, people in our house know that we got to have church at home. So me and my wife get to study, and we have to study, so we need quiet time. We and everyone know they got to do this radio show. Now I got her baby daughter helping me run the show. So she got to go to church every Thursday and every Sunday. And the good part about this was I got the praise report. I think it was last night or this morning. My wife said that she really enjoyed the service. She really understands what's going on. And to me, that was the biggest, that's been my biggest surprise all year. Because her baby girl can understand the service. She's getting the word twice a week. Don't even really know what's going on, but she's getting the word. And by her getting the word every day up close and personal, it makes our job a lot easier to when we have to have them hard moments that we got to have when you're raising your kids up. And it's like raise them up and train them up the right way. Now, this is just going to be a small increase in what's going on with the family business. It's going to multiply with other kids as well. Just watch my word. We got one now. And my wife will contest. She did say that. I ain't making this stuff up. She, you know, this stuff is real. So when I say that I want my family to be running with the Lord, I'm running just like my bishop is running. And long as he keep running after the Lord, I'm going to keep running after him as he run after the Lord. So evidently something is working. And it ain't certain people's policies is why we're doing what we're doing. It ain't because we gave in the $1,000 line and because he didn't work some miracle, or he gave me one of his sweaty rags or gave me something. It ain't got nothing to do with any of that. So, you know, people get funny with that kind of stuff. But I will testify every time something good happened to me and my family. And I just wanted to put that out there and let everybody know this is how we be blessed. You keep giving and giving and giving, and you give your time and you give your time and you give your time. Pretty soon the Lord will start communicating with you, start telling you do this, do that, do this. It may not make sense to you, but you begin to do it. So with that being said, you may hear everyone that already hear from my wife now. So pretty soon you're going to start hearing from the kids. That's the next goal. You're going to hear from them in their own way. They ain't going to be pressured. They ain't going to threaten you, but you will hear from them soon. That's my prayer going into 2021. Starting to get involved, and hopefully it will spread. But that's just for my household. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. They may not like it, but this is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship, and it's dictated by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm done. We'll meet y'all back here tomorrow night, same time, 7 p.m. With that being said, y'all have a good night. And Kay, lead us in prayer. And after you pray, we're done.
All right. Father God, thank you for allowing us to speak on tonight. We pray that something was said that was edifying to your people. Lord, we thank you for just being who you are. We thank you that everything that's going on in this world is in your control. We thank you that us being your children are never too far from you. We thank you for protecting us from dangers seen and unseen. We thank you for just being who you are in our life. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done wrong that's unpleasing in your sight. We ask that you show us and point it out to us and just help us be better in you. And, Lord, we pray for anybody that's sick on tonight that may need your healing hand. We pray for them. We lift them up before you. You know them by name. We don't have to call them out. You already know them, Lord. So we just thank you and we trust you for doing what you desire to do in our lives and that your will continue to be done day or night. Bless our coming and our goings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.